Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Given the amount of unprecedented change that the world is experiencing here in the 2020s, a lot of companies are being forced to change. They're being forced into some sort of transformation, whether they like it or not. And along with that comes restructuring oftentimes. And today I want to talk about what you need to do to restructure your business and to build your business for the 2020s. My name is Eric Kimberling, and I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their transformation journeys. And 2019 and early 2020 looks a lot different than what the 2020s are going to look like going forward. And what we found with the pandemic of 2020 is that a lot of companies are being forced into some sort of change, some sort of transformation, whether they were planning for it or not. And a lot of companies are finding that they aren't built for the future. They weren't built for the pandemic and some of the economic shock that came along with that, the employee disruption and all the other stuff that came along with that. And they certainly aren't prepared to take their companies forward. So a lot of companies now are waiting for the dust to settle. And as the dust is settling, they're looking at how can we restructure and rebuild ourselves to be better conditioned for the future. And in today's video, I want to talk about the steps you should take to restructure your organization to fit the 2020s. So the first thing to do once you come up for air and the dust settles and you have the time is to step back and assess your current situation. Look at the financial results and the financial impact of where you are as an organization. Look at the operational impact and the strengths and weaknesses of your operation. Look at your overall strategy and what are the strengths and weaknesses of that strategy. How does your strategy need to change going forward? Look at your technology. Do you have the right tools and technologies in place? Do you have the right organization? Do you have the right people? Those are all the types of things you want to think about as you assess your current situation. And this initial cut at assessing your current situation should be pretty high level. I'm going to get into some of the details and dive down into and unpack some of these things in a few minutes. So the first thing is to look at your overall situation at a high level and understand what the strengths and weaknesses are and what some of the big picture things are that you're going to need to change to move forward. The next step, once you've assessed your current operations, is to define what is your vision for the future. Revisit that vision. Is it still the same? Do you still have the same strategy and objectives that you once had? What new challenges or opportunities do you see in the 2020s with the way things are now versus the way things were? And how do we need to adjust our strategy and our overall vision? And it's really important to take the time to have that conversation and get alignment internally as an organization and as an executive team to get on the same page with where you're going and how are we going to pivot and how are we going to continue to do what we did well and is appropriate for the future, but change things that may have worked in the past but are not relevant to the future. So reassessing your current strategy and overall vision and objectives is the next step. Now, once we've completed those first two steps, we want to take a look at our operating model, our overall business processes, and look at what's working and what's not. Where are those pain points? Where are those bottlenecks? Where are those challenges, those manual processes, those processes that don't even exist because we didn't need them before, but maybe we need them now? Really understand and take an inventory of your current business processes and understand where the strengths and weaknesses are, where the pain points are, and where the opportunities for improvement are. And again, we're doing this not in the context of the way things were in early 2020 or earlier, but we're doing this in the context of the way things are in mid to late 2020 and into the 2020s. So what is it that we need to change from a business process perspective?
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Once you've taken this inventory of your current state business processes, it's important to look to the future. And what does our future state need to look like? What would we like to have our business processes look like, even if we don't have the right people or the right technologies to do that yet? It's important to take a step back and really look at and be creative about what would an ideal situation be in terms of our overall business processes and our operating model. Some things to think about as you go through this is we want to look at a few different things. We want to look at how we can make our processes more efficient. We want to look at how we can make our business processes more nimble and more flexible to accommodate things that may change in the future. And we also may want to look at our business processes more from a strategic or opportunistic perspective. So not just trying to fix a problem, but look at how could we improve our processes in a way that gets us ahead of the curve and allows us to take advantages of some of the opportunities in this new world that we're entering. Once you've identified the potential business processes and the improvements that you would like to make to your business processes, we can then think about how could technology help further enable those processes. For some of our processes, there are minor modifications or things that we can change within our current technology set, but for some areas, it might require new technology to allow us to better enable those processes and to be better prepared and equipped to improve those processes for the future. So really looking strategically at our business processes to not necessarily say we're going to change everything, we're going to put in technology across our entire enterprise, but perhaps we're looking more specifically at certain high value areas and high priority areas to selectively implement technologies in an agnostic way to help identify how we can best automate some of our processes and use technology to make those processes better. So the next step then is to identify what your roadmap and plan is. Once you've identified what your future state vision looks like, how your processes are going to improve, how your technology might be enhanced or augmented to make your processes better. Once you've done all that stuff, now we have to figure out what's our roadmap to get there. We're probably not going to do it overnight. We probably don't have the resources or the time or the patience to do everything overnight, but we need to know what are the order of priorities, what are the sequences, what's our strategy, what's our plan, the timing, the sequence, the cost, the resource plan, all that stuff we need to develop as a part of an overall transformation plan to ensure that we have a good structure behind how we go through this transformation that we've just defined for ourselves. Now, a key part of our transformation plan that's worth calling out is your organizational change plan. In other words, how are we going to help our employees through the changes? So we've defined ways that we're going to improve our processes. Perhaps we're embedding new technologies in those processes. Perhaps we're changing people's jobs as a result of those processes. So the impact to our employees is probably going to be fairly significant. So we need to identify how is it we're going to help them through the change beyond just simple training or beyond just simple do it because I said so type of messaging, but how are we going to proactively help ensure that people not only accept the change, but really buy into it and understand why they're going through the changes and why this is important and essential to our future as a company. So this all covers the first steps you would need to go through to identify the ways that you would need to restructure your organization and transform your organization. But typically, it's not a one and done type of exercise. Typically, we go through this exercise, we start to execute, and we refine and repeat as necessary. Things are going to continue to change. There's a lot we don't know right now that we're going to know in 6 months or 12 months or 3 years. And so we need to make sure that we repeat this process and continue to refine our overall strategy, our process improvements, our technologies, the way we interact with and manage our people, and the overall restructuring of the organization will continue to evolve over time. So really make sure that we don't view this as a one-time exercise, but something that we do as a way to stay nimble, stay flexible, and really stay ahead of the curve so that we're not taken by surprise when something like this happens again in the future. So restructuring, change, transformation, whatever you want to call it, is kind of the new normal. A lot of us were perhaps planning on a transformation. We knew we could be better. We had hoped to implement new technology or process improvements. But then the pandemic of 2020 hit, and it may have changed those plans. And for others, it may have actually stimulated the need to change or forced the need to change. So hopefully these steps provide you some guidance on how to restructure and transform your organization to deal with the new realities. And I encourage you to download some of the information I've included below. I've included a number of links to articles and videos that will further help you in your journey. I also encourage you to reach out if you have any questions or you'd like to discuss your transformation in more detail. I've included my contact information below. I encourage you to also please like this video if you like it and provide any comments you have, any experiences you're having now or any lessons learned with restructuring or transformation. I'd love to hear your feedback below. So I hope you found this information useful and I hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.